Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen. This week we turn up the energy with some punk rock, Mike Fisher style. Mike has been a mainstay on the punk rock scene in this country for many years. Despite his successes, he only recently released his debut solo album. Stick around and find out why it took so long. Later in the show, we'll have a bonus track from Neighborhood Watch, who just released their latest album. Right now, from Mike Fisher and the new album Psych E Punk. This is Black Cat coming on Atlantic Access.
Ugly on the inside. Yeah, you're ugly on the inside.
On Atlantic Access, Mike Fisher and the album Psyche Punk. We just heard Ugly on the Inside, and we kicked it off with Black Cat Coming. How are things, Mike?
Well, good, good. Yeah. We finally got a bit of heat and warmth here in St. John's.
Well, it feels like summer with the kind of music that's coming out, and Psyche Punk just kind of fits right in. But there's different generations, I find, of the punk music phenomena. It seems like a cycle every 10 years it gets hot again, and so I'm wondering, which generation do you belong to?
Well, I sort of lived in Toronto in the late 70s, saw bands like the Vile Tones. I was kind of more into progressive rock, actually, Floyd and Genesis, early Genesis. And then I was in a top 40 band there, and that broke up. And I came back to St. John's, and with my friend Rick Harbin, there was only one punk band here called The Slime, and they were kind of a bunch of university guys. But I was saying, you know, if we did kind of took this music, you know, like The Clash, Sex Pistols and stuff, and a few originals, we could probably get a little market here. So that's how it sort of started. Mm-hmm. And we released a single that's a collector's item now. After that, I just kind of bounced around in top 40 bands and leaning more again to a bit of prog rock. Always like the kind of rock and roll that punk has, or the energy, you know. So it's always was.
That was a catalyst, obviously, for this this album. That is your first solo record after all these years. What took so long?
I've always been kind of a driving force behind any band I was in to do release product. Wasn't always necessarily the singer, and the reaction I was lead singer, you know, well, I guess you can call it singing, but yeah, lead screamer. Other bands I was in, I was a blues band out west, Regina and stuff, but I was never the main lead vocalist, but I always pushed people to record and all the act as producer, really. So flash forward to 2001, back in St. John's, I was in a band called Hammingwell. Kind of prog rock. We released two CDs that were nominated by Music NL for alternative, which is kind of odd.
Nice.
And again, that just kind of fizzled out, and I played a bit of trad, and I've always been working on writing. So I kind of figured all last year I'm going to put my energy into it.
So the next track we're going to feature actually is I Felt the Rain. It's one of two songs, coincidentally, that involve the theme of rain.
I Felt the Rain was one of our family members was having some problems, just trying to empathize with what was going on with them. And, you know, like we've all been there. So rain being a bit of an overcast day, but brighter roads ahead. So not really anything much deeper than that. And the other song, Negril Rain, I think you're referring to, was basically written in Jamaica. Mm. And we were in Negril, I believe that's how you pronounce it. And it was pouring rain, and then the skies cleared up, and it was a beautiful beach. And, you know, the people there, while it was raining, were blaming on this wait staff and all that, and, which was kind of rude, you know. It had nothing to do with the weather.
Jamaican humor, no doubt. Yeah.
That's it, yeah. So the rain, that's the rain influence. But yeah, no, I really like it.
Well, here it is. I Felt the Rain. This is Michael Fisher from the album Psyche Punk on Atlantic Access.
Looking back now, the solstice.
The album Psyche Punk from Mike Fisher. That's Just One Step. Psyche Punk just released, actually, just a few weeks ago. Mike, what kind of experience do you take with you in the studio with this type of a thing? Like, do you surround yourself with producers and stuff like that, or are you more of a hands-on guy?
Basically, I'll record it myself at home. I played all the instruments except for a few songs with drum boxes. I did have some guest musicians, though. Just One Step featured Dave Bailey and Jeff White from Hammingwell. And I had Bill Rose who's well known in St. John's and a wonderful artist too, play lead on about 5 songs. But we brought to a fellow named Christian Leslie to basically remix everything, and he mastered the tunes for vinyl release.
Nice. So you have different formats available as people being able to enjoy this album, and where can they find it in this COVID age?
Well, Spotify is one, Psyche Punk Mike Fisher, and I just did a limited vinyl release album, 12-inch, 33 RPM, because I think it's more of a collector's item, and people like heavy music tend to have a lot of vinyl anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's the reason I want to do it. I mean, CDs are almost throwaway now.
Yeah.
But if we do a second run, I'll do a CD package of it. But right now, just vinyl only. Vinyl and Spotify. And
that's cool.
A digital download card in the album if you get one.
Nice.
And right now, they're only available here in St. John's and Fred's
of course,
Records
yeah.
and Sunrise. But my website, if you contact me, I can...
One of the most interesting songs on this album, and certainly the most interesting song title, is I Could Have Tripped Richard Simmons. There must be a story on that.
There is a real story. I believe it was 93 or 94. I was in New York City for a David Letterman taping. It was July 4th. Neil Diamond was the main guest.
Wow.
I was at the very top balcony at Sullivan Theater, and Richard Simmons was introduced and ran right beside me. And I could put my foot out. He would have tripped, fallen down the stairs, probably over the balcony to his death.
Mm.
And that was sort of the impetus of the song. But I never did trip because I'm not that mean. But I've had the song since then in kind of various forms, almost country first. And then I re-recorded. Then the person who's helped me proposal together for the album said, you should, you know, if you have reaction fans, make it sound harder. A little more punk-oriented. And so that's the version you hear on the record.
Oh, it's a stellar version. I love the story, and the song is pretty special. So we're going to crank up the 10 right now. Mike, thanks very much for this.
Terry, thank you so much, and good luck with the show. You're doing amazing work.
Oh, thanks. We'll keep track of what's happening next with Mike Fisher, to be sure. But right now, from the Psyche Punk album, let's turn it up. This is I Could Have Tripped Richard Simmons on Atlantic Access.
Richard Simmons, and I sent him to his death, and I made the evening paper. I'll smile without regret, and I'd be famous in America. E.T. would phone my house. I could have tripped Richard Simmons, but that's not what I'm about. Well, Richard, I don't know you, but I think you're kind of weird. Your chair's kind of funny. Jumping here, jumping there. The ladies really love you. It must be the walking clothes. No hiding, no denying. Anything goes. I could have tripped Richard Simmons and I sent him to his death. Could have made the evening paper and I would smile without regret. And I'd be famous in America. E.T. would form my house. I could have tripped Richard Simmons. It's not what I'm about. Guitar! Richard Simmons, and I sent him to his death. I could have made the evening paper, and I would smile without regret. And I'd be famous in America, and E.T. would phone my house. I could have tripped Richard Simmons, that's not what I'm about. I could have tripped Richard Simmons, that's not what I'm about.
Atlantic Access, that's Negril Rain from Mike Fisher and the new album Psyche E-Punk. Atlantic Access is a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. See entertainmentplus.ca. There's lots of excitement surrounding Neighborhood Watch and their brand new album release. The unapologetic punk band from Fredericton announcing this week that the album was picked up in the U.S. by Dr. Strange Records. From the self-entitled new album, We Will Carry On. This is Neighborhood Watch on Atlantic Access.
Hey!
new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.